You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The sci-fi comedy Sorry to Bother You is now playing in theaters nationwide after debuting to great praise at this year's Sundance Film Festival. It's a story of a young black telemarketer from Oakland named Cassius Green, played by Lakeith Stanfield. In this scene, an older coworker, played by Danny Glover, offers advice that helps Cassius climb the ladder to telemarketing success.
You want to make some money here? Then read the script with a white voice.
People say I talk with a white voice anyway, so why ain't it helping me out?
Well, you don't talk white enough. I'm not talking about Will Smith's wife. I'm talking about the real deal, like this young blood.
Hey, Mr. Kramer, this is Langston from Regalview. I didn't catch you at the wrong time, did I?
The film is the directorial debut of musician Boots Riley, who's with us now, who grew up in Oakland. But Boots, you spent some early years in Detroit, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I lived in Detroit until I was six. I went to Hampton Elementary, and I lived on Stoppel Street. So I say that because those are the things you know when you're in kindergarten. I live on Stoppel Street. I go to Hampton. You know, so I don't have an idea exactly where that is. Somebody told me that's on the west side.
It is. It is. Actually, I went to school right near Stoppel Street, northwest Detroit area. I know exactly where you grew up. And so it's rather significant. One of the main characters in your film, played by Tessa Thompson, is Cassius' girlfriend. Her name is Detroit. So why did you make that choice? And how did you ensure she lived up to that name?
Well, in the movie, she says, my parents wanted me to have an American name. And I feel like the history of Detroit, with the promise of the rewards of capitalism, with the auto industry and the betrayal of the people by the corporations, and the struggle and the music, and there's so many parts of it, is really representative of a lot of the larger American history. And that's why I had it that her parents named her that. And, I think that what she lives up to is kind of this creative spark that is in Detroit, and this, while at the same time being down to earth.
Yeah, and certainly you've got that context with the early Detroit roots and then growing up and working in Oakland.
And I have a lot of family that still lives.
Okay.
In Detroit. But also I would say that it's often said, and I believe it to be true, that Oakland and Detroit are very similar. So
tell us how.
I think in the way that the people are, you walk down the street, people talk to each other in Oakland, and it feels that same way in Detroit. I think that also in the sense that when you talk about black folks in Oakland and black folks in Detroit, as opposed to like Los Angeles or something like that, or New York, black folks more recently came from the South. So there is something to the culture that has to do with that as well.
And I know for this past opening weekend, Boots, you did Q&As after screenings, including one in the Detroit area. Why Detroit on opening weekend?
Well, we did two. The Detroit area, just because we're leaving no stone unturned, is honestly, but also it's a city that I want to make sure sees this movie.
And I know, yeah, well, because of, as you say, exploring the rewards and the betrayal of capitalism, for one thing, that's a big theme in this film.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's also a theme of actually, workers organizing themselves, and that being a key to other things that are even thought of as a wider social justice struggle, but that being a key to it, and so it's really I think it's something that, even though the location is in Oakland, the setting is everywhere in the United States.
And Boots Riley, I know you've been kind of laboring on this film for like 6-7 years. So the film is not about Donald Trump and Donald Trump's America, but here it is. It's hitting theaters at a time in our country that is hyper-politically charged, where just about every week we see a cell phone video of a white person all wrapped up in white privilege, calling police on people of color who are just like living, having a barbecue or trying to get into the swim club, which they're a member of, or trying to sell bottled water. And in the midst of this comes Sorry to Bother You. What are you hoping that your film will add to this national debate about race?
Well, I think that what this film does is a lot of times we look at all these problems as just this litany of terrible things, which they are, actually. However, this film attempts to say that there's an organized way to look at these problems, and which comes from a perspective that things can be changed, and that in the end, these problems stem from a source. They stem, you know, we live in capitalism. The motor of capitalism is the exploitation of labor. And from that, there is a utility to racism that helps capitalism keep going. So if we know that unemployment is built into the capitalist system, then we know that poverty is built into the capitalist system. And what these racist tropes attempt to do is to explain that the reasons for poverty are because of the bad choices of those folks. And so a lot of what this movie attempts to do is say that although there are all these messed up things happening, there is a way for us to change things. And there's a way for us to do it from a place of power and where we are right now. We don't have to just ask the powers that be to do things. We can demand it and exact financial consequences. And I'm not just talking about boycotts. I'm talking about actual withholding of labor. And that's what this movie touches on.
And in the sense of this sci-fi comedy about a telemarketer, it's worth noting you actually spent time working as a telemarketer. What did that teach you about that white voice that you built into this film?
Yeah, I definitely had to use my version of a white voice. And in the movie, he develops a magical way to make his voice sound like it's overdubbed by a white actor. And the lead character is played by Lakeith Stanfield. David Cross does his white voice. And what I'm talking about are like very serious issues right now. But the movie is a wild and fun and hilarious movie. And I don't think that contradicts the seriousness of it. Like, if you ever read Richard Pryor's book, Prior Convictions, the beginning of each chapter starts with one of his well-known bits. Like, he'll just pick a bit, and it'll be something that you know that you remember Richard Pryor did that's hilarious. The rest of the chapter will be all the terrible, horrible things that happened to him that will make you cry, but that created that comedy bit.
You open the door with laughter and then dive into the issue, and that certainly is done in this film, Sorry to Bother You, writer-director Boots Riley. The film is in theaters now, and we want to thank you so much, Boots Riley, for taking time to talk with us on Stateside today.
Thank you for having me. I also want to say, like, we have an amazing cast. Lakeith Stanfield, Tessa Thompson, Steven Yeun, Terry Crews, Danny Glover, Armie Hammer, Jermaine Fowler. They're all at the top of their game here. So I'm hoping people will check it out.
Thank you so much, Boots.
Thank you.